Cece Coney, A Daughter's Love. As I have said, my father was an army captain, and therefore he could, at times, be transferred. Only he was required to leave, but it cost me dearly whenever he had to. I always missed him so much, and once, when he was stationed in Upper Uruguay, I found his absence especially painful. The only way that I could calm my worries or comfort myself was by praying a rosary or offering up an extra big sacrifice for him. And always, without exception, the last petition of every day would be,
"Oh, my new friend, as soon as I fall asleep, please go to my father and remain watching over him, together with his guardian angel."
After praying this, I would always sleep quite peacefully, knowing that my father was in good hands. But one night, when it came time for my usual prayer, I hesitated. It had been a very hard day for me. My father had been constantly on my mind. I wanted so much to be with him. And despite all the sacrifices and rosaries that I said for him that day, still, I felt uneasy.
"My dear new friend, I missed Daddy so much today. I know I can't be with him now. Listen, tonight, don't wait for me. Even though I'm still awake, please go to my father now. Yes, don't wait for me. Go to him now. Don't wait for me."
I don't know how long I had been asleep, when, all of a sudden, I awoke with a start. The thought of my father again flashed across my mind. I was now wide awake, and so I settled beneath my blankets and started to say a rosary for him. I had barely begun when I felt an overwhelming urge to say my prayers kneeling down. This would not have been my natural inclination, for it was a very cold winter night. But somehow, deep down I knew, I was convinced that I had to say these prayers this way. My father needed them. Throwing off the covers, I knelt down on the floor and prayed.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
again and again, with all the fervor and devotion of my soul. And all this while, I did not feel the usual presence of my angel, but I was not afraid. I knew where he was and what he was doing, and so I just kept praying. How long I knelt there, I do not know, but suddenly, my fervent prayers were interrupted by the sensible presence and gentle touch of my new friend. Laying his hand upon my head, he gave me to understand.
"It is enough now, Cece. Your father is safe."
Greatly relieved and very thankful, I crawled back into bed. Now, completely at peace, I soon fell fast asleep. A few days later,
Cece!
My mother received a letter from my dear father.
"Cece, come downstairs. There's a letter here from your father."
"A letter? From father?"
It was very long and included a news article that he had clipped out from his local paper.
"What's the letter about, mother?"
"I'm not sure. Let's read it." It says, "My dear
family, I have just been through a most harrowing experience. Now, there's no need to worry. I am alive and well, thank God. But it is likely to be the most unforgettable night of my life. I was in bed, sleeping peacefully, when I was awakened by a strange sound. What is that? Opening my eyes, I beheld a brilliant, crackling blaze swirling all about me. Jumping to my feet, I saw that the fire was quite strong. The doorway was already consumed by the flames. My only hope of escape now was the window. Rushing over, I strained with all my might to pull it open. But it wouldn't budge.
It's no use.
The intense heat had already warped the wood, making it impossible to open. For a brief, terrifying moment, I did not know what to think. There was nothing I could do. There was no way out. I was surely trapped, and death seemed inevitable. Suddenly, a great roar swept through the inferno which surrounded me. At that same moment, the window inexplicably opened. I'll never forget that memory. The flames were already devouring the frame of the window itself as I rushed through it to freedom. I immediately raised the alarm, and before long, help arrived. By the next day, investigations were made as to the origin of the conflagration. It turned out to be arson, prompted by revenge. You see, there was a soldier who, having violated a rule pertaining to discipline, had been imprisoned by my order. Just a few days after his release, he sought his vengeance by attempting to take my life.
Oh my goodness, what a miracle.
So the newspaper printed Daddy's story?
It looks like it. It's quite a story, too.
So when did the fire... Oh my goodness.
The fire had taken place on the very night I had been inspired to pray so intensely for my father. And my dear angel did not return to my side until after my beloved father was safe. It was a miracle. But then, how many other miracles do the guardian angels perform every day in a myriad of ways, almost always unnoticed, and so ignored? How then can their fidelity be rewarded and their love satiated? Is it possible? Yes, it is quite possible. All that is necessary is a true, sincere, and persevering effort on our part to listen to their counsel, obey their commands, and return their affection. Then, we will be able to give our guardian angels their greatest happiness. We will save our souls. After this successful completion of their lifelong mission, our angel guardians will then become our eternal companions, with whom we shall share the infinite joys of heaven, forever without end.